Hey, gang, it's Daryl Davis.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. All right.
Hello.
Wow, there we go. Okay, we're rocking and rolling. Okay, so it is, we got 4 minutes before we officially start. I see we got a bunch of people calling in from Atlanta and Florida and Hawaii and Texas and California. Who am I missing? New York, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Hey, Jersey, are you getting snow over there?
Just a trace.
Okay. Well, we're on the verge of a blizzard over here in my office, so I may be locked in here. All right, so let's just give it a couple of minutes. Like I said, we are 3 minutes to go time, but I wanted to call in and get all situated here with everybody. Now, does anybody have anything good you want to share before we get started officially?
Yeah, I got somebody who wants to take your program on Long Island. When are you coming back to the island?
Who is that? That sounds very familiar.
It's Jay.
Who is it?
Jay.
This is Daniel.
Hey, Jay. Yes, Jay. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, we miss you. Come back.
I've been so busy traveling all over the country.
I know the world, China, unbelievable.
I know China. I love China. I don't know Jay when I'm going to be back to. Well, I mean, I'm here in Long Island. Next time I do a seminar, I'm not sure. So we may plan something for the summertime. So I will let you know, Jay. You know you're on my list, buddy. All right. Anybody else have anything good happen? We got 2 minutes, and boy, a lot of people are calling in, so I just want to give everybody a chance to get on the call. Anybody else have anything good that you want to share or ask or anything like that?
Hi, Daryl. It's Marcella.
Hi, Marcella. How are you?
Okay. So I have some good news. I have two new luxury home listings, so I'm pretty excited about that. One is
that's so awesome. How much are they?
One is $1,450,000, and the other one is $2,250,000.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that sounds okay. Not too bad.
But I wanted to. My big problem is now doing the right advertising for this type of home. It's always a challenge for me. So.
Yeah, you know, when you look at those kind of properties, there's a couple of things. They cost more money to have as a listing. And they cost more money for a couple of reasons. First of all, you've got to do some high-end marketing. You've got to do the niche marketing. And plus, you have the drawback that they're not going to sell as quickly as maybe those low-priced properties in your marketplace, which means you're holding them longer. And every time, you know, when you hold a listing, it costs money every month to have that listing. You're just spending the marketing. So, now, of course, the return on that is, you know, once it sells, then you're going to get a good return on your investment. But, yeah, it is definitely an investment. Marcella, tell me again, where are you located?
In Morris County, New Jersey. So I sell Mountain Lakes and Montville.
Oh, yeah.
So,
You know what, Marcella, if there is any time to get the listing, the high end is now, because you're going to start going into nicer weather.
I think
you're going to do really well with that, so congratulations.
Thank you very much. If you have any good ideas on where to market something like that, I would appreciate it, you know, when you have time.
All right, well, let's do this. Hang on 1 second. Okay, so what I've done now, gang, is I muted everybody so we can get a good sound and we won't have any of the distractions. So right now you're just hearing me, and it's 11 o'clock, so we're going to start now. And Marcella, I can't hear you, but I know you can hear me. Let's see if I can answer your question on that. Let me go through some of the other questions that have been emailed ahead of time. And I go over. I got so much to give you guys, so let me start getting going here really quick. Now, if at any point, though, let me go over some instructions. If at any point you guys want to ask me a question, what you can do is if you hit *7 on your keypad, that will take you off mute, and then you'll be able to I'll be able to hear you, and everybody else will hear you. When you do that, it may take like 5 seconds for it to actually kick in. So that's *7, and you do it one time, and you're ready to ask me a question, and when we're done, you just go back on mute. All right. So let me go over a few technical things before we actually get into the content. First of all, everybody on this call should be a Power Agent, which means you have a username and password to access the website, thepowerprogram.com. If you did not get your email, or you can't, always look in your junk folder or spam folder and search the word power or search the word Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L. It may be in there. The last thing you can do is actually go to the website, and there's a place you can email us, or you can actually talk to a live person online now, and they can give it to you. I'm going to go over some stuff that's only accessible to the Power Agents with your username and password, okay? If we have some guests on the call, we welcome you. Let's see what else I want to tell you. Okay, first I do want to read this. Todd Hammond is one of our Power Agents, and we interviewed Tom, and he works in this beautiful area of Florida and down by the beach. He does a lot of surfing. He just shared with me an email I'm going to just share with you guys real quick. He said he's been sending out some letters, FSBO letters and expired letters, for the last 3 weeks, and he said he's been doing it daily. So I guess that'd be about, 20-some-odd letters from that in 3 weeks. And by the way, it cost him $180 to do that. In those 3 weeks, he got 3 listing appointments directly related to those letters. 2 of them have listed with him, and he said they're priced right, and he's still working on the 3rd one to get it. So I'm very proud of Todd. Awesome job, Todd. And by the way, gang, we interviewed Todd. He's going to be on the in one of the coming months on our conference, on our magazine, and our recording. I just want to go over a couple of things because I want you guys to make sure you don't miss out on so many stuff. When you go to the Power Program, and we're just going to spend 5 minutes to go over this website, because I want to tell you, we added something very special. When you go to the powerprogram.com website, and after you've logged in, you'll be able to see recordings of people that we do every month. You'll see a magazine that you can get access to, which is usually about 50 pages. You get a past recording. But there's something I want to point out to you that we just added this month. When you go to Classroom on the website, and if you're not in front of your computer, don't worry, just make notes or pay attention. But when you go to the word Classroom, on that website, the 3rd bullet from the top, it says how to make 100 grand your first year of real estate. Now, when you click on that, it's going to bring you to another page. That page, one of the books that I wrote, How to Make 100 Grand in Your First Year of Real Estate, there, I reference in the book all of these little freebies or websites, and people, so usually people buy the book, and then it tells them to go to the website to get these bonus things. Well, I'm giving you those bonus things. Like, you don't have to buy the book, and I put it all there for you. So there is a ton of great stuff in there for you that we just added this month. I did it because we're constantly looking to improve the Power Program. I really want to help you guys bring your business to the next level. You've got to look at Classroom. The letters that Todd is talking about that I read where he got the 2 listings working on the 3rd one, those letters are on that Classroom site. So there's a lot here for you on the Power Program under Classroom. The other thing, for those of you who don't know, because there's a lot of people that have been with me for a while and you don't know this, so I want to tell you, and that is, We created a charity for children called America's Hope for America's Children. We launched it last year. It's just for children here in the United States. 100% of the money we raise goes directly to a cause that helps children specifically here in the United States. I'm telling you this for 2 reasons. Number 1 is your monthly membership. 10% of your membership goes to the kids, to that charity. So I want you to know every month you're helping children's lives. Second thing is, we're always looking for local charities specifically for children, not sending money overseas. So if any of you in the market, because you're my student, you're my power agent, if there's any charities in your city that focuses on children in some respect, whether it's homeless or, you know, mental challenges, emotional challenges, do me a favor. Send me an email about that charity. I prefer if you can tell me, like, the web link or the phone number. And because we're looking to we've been raising a lot of money. We're looking to give to these charities. Okay. So, all right, that's it on that. I'm going to go through the magazine with you really quick. And for those of you that can't access your magazine right now, just make some notes of it because this magazine this month has so many awesome stuff in it that I just got to cover it with you real quick. And then I'm going to go to the questions. I'm going to coach you guys. You know, some of you email me questions. I'm going to address it right away. And then I'll open it to the – if we have time, I'll open it to the phone call. Now, make a note here. Page 32 in the magazine – oh, I'm sorry. Let me back up. I'm going so, I'm going so fast. I'm so excited. Okay. This month's magazine, usually we interview, you know, top agents, industry leaders, et cetera. But this month what we uploaded on the recording was – I was interviewed by another speaker about the power of smiling. And so you'll see that recording's on the website, and we transcribed it to the magazine. If any of you have bought my book, How to Design a Life Worth Smiling About, do me a favor. I appreciate it. You went to Amazon and you did a review on it. We're looking to get more and more reviews. I'd appreciate that. And how you can find that book is real simple. Just type in my name, Daryl Davis, and the three books that I've written, you'll see it on Amazon, so it's really easy to find it. Okay, let's see. Next thing. Let me check my notes. I'm checking my notes. Okay. Oh, people have been asking about prospecting. I want to give you a website. If you're going to start doing mailings, which I recommend now to do only if you have money. Now, those of you who have attended my seminar, you know that I do not want you spending money you do not have, yeah? So, therefore, make sure you have at least 6 months of money put away before you start doing mailings. If you can do that, now's a good time because we're in February, March, April, May. As we know, when the weather gets nicer and after the first quarter, we're going to see a surge of more homeowners looking to sell their property. And so if you can get a few mailings out there, planting the seed, remember that's what farming is. You plant a seed, you water it, you cultivate it, it takes time and money. That's the drawback. It takes time and money. So don't spend the time and money if you don't have the time and the money. But one of the best companies that I think is out there that has incredible stuff to check out is Prospects Plus. So it's plural, no space, prospectsplus.com. This is a friend of mine that has used to be a sweat hogs trainer. His name's Jim Morton. He created this company. It's a multi-million dollar company now for realtors. Incredible stuff. Order his catalog. Go through it. It blew me away because I haven't seen Jim in a while. I went through his magazine. He has some great, great mailing pieces. I absolutely love it. Next thing is, make sure those of you that have not signed up with the Red X, you need to do that to start prospecting, build listing inventory. Now is the time to build your shoe store because of what I said. We're going to have more buyers. When you get ready to move into the nicer weather and you're going to have more buyers, you need to capture those listings to have those buyers come to your shoe store. So now's the time to really, really focus on building inventory. And FSBOs and expireds are the best. They cost the least amount, et cetera. For those of you that lost the website, that lost the coupon code and all that stuff, I'm going to give it to you again right now. And those of you that stopped using it, you got to get your tushy back on the system. And that is darrylspecial.com, D-A-R-R-Y-L, special.com. When you go in there, the coupon code is SMILE. And do me a favor, do not share that code with other people because Red X is very tough about this. I'm the only speaker that has helped my students waive $260 of the free month and the free setup, and they don't like it when it gets viral, okay? So don't put it on Facebook or any of that stuff or tell people. This is just for you, all right? And you're going to get the 30 days free, and you don't have to pay that setup fee of $150 $150. Okay, let's see what else. Ooh, baby. Okay, now, magazine. Going back to the magazine. I'm going to holler out some page numbers and write it down. If you don't have the magazine in front of you, it'd probably be better. Page 31, there's a flyer that shows that you can leave at a house when you get a listing. It's a summary of what an agent might need to help write a contract. The legal description of the property, exclusions, inclusions, what they're looking for as far as deposit. Now, a lot of times, a good portion of that might be in the MLS. What I love about this flyer idea on page 31 in this month's magazine is you can do so many things with this flyer. Number one, you could show on a listing appointment, Mr. and Mrs. Hanahana, this is one of the things I do for my clients to make it easier for the agents who show a property, who like the property, the buyers like it, that they can actually fill out a contract quicker and easier. It's just one of the little things I do to help my sellers get the property sold. So that is actually a great listing technique to show a homeowner how hard you work. It's also a great visual to use on a listing after they've listed with you. To customer service, remember, customer service is very important to your current listings. On page 33, I want to just jump to this one. There's a little listing agreement for children. You go on a listing appointment, homeowner has children, you can tell the homeowner, one of the things I learned is how stressful it can be for children leaving their home. And usually the younger they are, the harder it is to communicate it, but that stress is still there for them. So what I do, Mr. and Mrs. Hanahana, is to make it a game for my clients' children. I tell them, you know, I'm a real estate agent. I like them to help me be my assistant. And so now, instead of this being a stressful thing, children love to be the assistants who're trying to get the property sold, and there's an actual listing agreement we give the kids. Anyway, that's a great, 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 great page. I think the problem is I'm going through this. I probably put too much great stuff in this month's magazine. I should have spread it out because page 34, there's a postcard to leave after you preview or you show any listing. So even now some of you, the listing agents from other company, they may, they may not like your creativity. But when you think about it, when you preview or you show another agent's listing on MLS, you probably leave your business card. Well, this is just a bigger business card, like a postcard that says, hey, thanks for helping me show your home today or view your home today with this potential qualified buyer, da, da, da. Anyway, it shows right there, page 34. This is really great, page 35. Love 35. 35 is it shows, as an example, when a homeowner pays a higher commission, that it actually reduces the amount of time that they're on the market. They sell quicker. Why? Because the higher the commission, the more motivated agents are to show the property, more agents, more showings, more buyers, drives the price, sells quicker. And what I love about this chart, the lowest commission it shows is 7%, then 8, 9, and 10. So page 35 will help you get higher commissions. Let me see. I've got so much other stuff here. Let me jump around. Page 38. Make a note of that. I'm jumping around pages because I could probably do a call just about this magazine because I put way too much good stuff in it. But I want to get to the questions that you guys have so I can do one-on-one coaching with you. Okay, let me see here. Where are we? All right. Page 38, make a note. How to prepare for a showing in 10 minutes or less. I love it. There's 10 things. Put the dishes in the dishwasher. Make the beds. Wipe the counters. Empty the garbage. Anyway, this is a great, great little checklist that you can give to your current seller saying, hey, listen, if you ever get one of those last-minute notice showings, which Mr. and Mrs. Hanahana, that'll happen. And by the way, the best showings are the ones that are last-minute. Why? Because usually what happens when an agent is showing a property to a buyer, and after they've shown a few, there's something during the appointment that clicks for the agent that says, you know what, based on what we've seen, based on what you're telling me, I just thought of a house. When they just think of a house and it's your house, that is huge. So, Mr. and Mrs. Hanahan, when you get those last-minute appointments, I know it could be a little inconvenient for you, but I got to tell you, those are the most favorable showings. So welcome those. Get excited about those when that happens. And what I did here is I put together a very simple, here's how to prepare your house in 10 minutes or less. So that is a great customer service flyer for your current sellers. And once again, it is a great flyer to show on a listing appointment before you get the listing that you think this way, that you understand how it works. How, I mean, while you're explaining that page the way I just did to a FSBO, they're going to be like, wow, I hope that happens to me. Well, yes, you would hope it happens, but it doesn't happen unless you're on MLS and the other agents are showing your property. So this is such great stuff. Okay, now, page 48, I'm not too excited about it, but I'm giving it to you anyway. I've had agents ask me, Darryl, should you call up a listing that you went on an appointment and you didn't get the listing, they listed with another agent, is it good to call them and find out why? I've always said no, because who cares? I mean, you're putting them in an uncomfortable situation to tell, well, I didn't like you because you had bad breath, or, you know, because you used my bathroom and you made a mess. I'm going to tell you the real reason. It puts them in an uncomfortable situation, and it doesn't help you, you know, to look in the rear view mirror. You know, if you're driving a car at 80 miles an hour, you keep your eye on the front of the road, and you don't drive staring at the rear view mirror. So if you don't get the listing, next. You know, I know every one of us on this call, I don't care what market you're in, whether you're in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Ronkonkoma, New York, Orland, Illinois, Jacksonville, Florida, I don't care, Cumming, Georgia, wherever you are in the country, I'll bet you that there are so many new FSBOs and expired each and every month that you don't need to be looking backwards. Go on to the next one. Go on to the next one, all right? So, but, what I did for you anyway is I gave you on page 48 a questionnaire to send out to a homeowner after you get a listing, after you go on a listing appointment. They don't list with you. You can send out this little survey to find out what they like best about you, what they didn't like best about you, and how to deal with that. So that is on page 48. But I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't waste my time. But I gave it to you anyway. All right. Let me see. Current listings for referral. No. We'll skip over that. Oh, listen, then I put in here some great expired letters, farming letters in this magazine this month, but there's one, hang on a second, that I want to tell you about. On page 40, there's one that I got a while back. I'm going to read just part of it to you. Dear homeowner, do you need to sell your home quickly? We can help. We are investors who purchase several homes per month, houses just like yours, in every part of the country. We're not realtors, and we're not associated with any real estate firms, so there's no huge commissions to pay. Are you behind in your payments, relocating? Anyway, the reason why I gave you this letter, and I wanted to explain it, is because obviously I wouldn't want you to send this letter, but it's a great idea, and you can tweak the letter. Now, if any of you on this call, I know some of my power agents do invest in real estate. I mean, there is an opportunity for you to use this letter as a way to buy investment properties. Obviously, you can't say that you're not a realtor, because you are. But even if you're not investing in real estate, I think it's a good letter to say, to send out to FSBOs, expires, or even farming, and say, hey, listen, are you thinking about selling your property? We have a lot of buyers right now that are looking to buy in the coming months. We have an aggressive marketing campaign that's designed for homeowners in the, you know, in the Austin, Texas market, and or Atlanta, Georgia, or wherever your guys are from, Palm Coast, Florida, and I'd like to share with you what our marketing plan is. If you're interested, if you are, just fill out this bottom form. There's a little thing that you can fill out at the bottom, you know. So anyway, that's it. Oh no, wait, there's one more. All right. I had to take a breath. This one more, page 39. Pay attention. And then I'm going to start doing some coaching for you guys that have sent me questions. Page 39 in this month's magazine, I created this home selling probability checklist. Doesn't that sound very official? All right, the home selling probability checklist. there's a bunch of items here that you would talk to a homeowner about your listing to help to look at the probability of it selling. In other words, they get scored points for every one of these things. Creative financing, they get 10 points. Yard sign, they get 10 points. Easy access, 10 points. Higher commission, home protection, extras, listed at the agent's recommended length of time. So they get points for everything that they score on. Now, the first one, though, says listed at the recommended price. That one there is worth 20 points. So the highest they can get is 100. And at the bottom, there's a key that says if you score between 91 points and 100 points, absolutely the property is going to sell. 41 to 71 points, 70 points probable, then most certain and possible. Anyway, this is really designed, this home selling probability checklist is for a homeowner to list it at the recommended price that you give them along with a whole bunch of other stuff, yard sign, easy access, stuff like that. Okay, now. That's it for the magazine, gang. Now, there's a couple of things. I know some of you called in late, and we got some people from now I see New York City and New Jersey. All right, listen. For those of you that called in a little late, you should have access to the Power program if you're a Power agent with a username, password. If not, you contact my office after the call. Some people have been sending emails during the call. I can't help you during the call. After the call, we can help you. The dialogue that you heard me just do on some of these things was all recorded. So we're recording this call. So what's going to happen, gang, is after this conference call, we're going to post on the Power Program website, and that way you can hear any of the ways that I mention these pages and how to present them, okay? All right, let's go to the coaching now. So we have some people who have asked me questions, and Robin Abera, you are the first person I'm going to answer. Now, Robin, if you're on the phone, what I need you to do is to hit *7 on your keypad one time, and that will take you off mute, and I'll be able to hear you. It'll take about 5 seconds. Just do it once if you're on the call. *7. And I'm going to give her a chance to do that. Let me just see here. *7. Are you there, Robin? Mm-hmm. She's not. Okay. So let me just answer a question. Again, that's what happens, too. If you email me a question ahead of time. And, Robin, are you there? Okay. Okay, I heard somebody come off hold. That's why I asked. All right. If you guys email me a question ahead of time, I'll answer it. Even if you're not on the call, we'll record it, and you can listen to it later. Okay, now, so here was Robin's question. She said, all right, good morning. I have joined the Power Agent program, and I'm very excited, ready to get started. What is the first thing I need to do? What should I do to get my first listing? Tell me what to do today. Okay, so there's a couple of things, gang. I'm going to give you a checklist on a few things that all of us should do. So Robin's question is great for all of us. And as I said at the beginning of this call, we are moving into a time of year where you've got to build your shoe store as much as possible because we're still reeling from a lot of distraction with what's happening in politics. So there's a lot of that. There is the weather situation. The stock market has been taking a beating since the beginning of this year. So there's a lot of a lot of things that will give people pause to buying or selling real estate. So if any of you have seen a slowdown in the first 45 days of the year, this is what's contributing to it. Now, like anything else, after that distraction, people get refocused, they get back on target, all right, so what we're going to see happen is an increase in buyer activity over the next few months. So number one is you want to get your listings, fill your shoe store as much as possible. Number two, in order to do that, you really should have a strong listing appointment that you feel good about. You will not prospect if you don't feel like you get the appointment, you don't know what to say. So make sure you have a strong listing appointment. Now that means visually put your book together. Visually make sure it's strong. Know what you're going to talk about. Now, here's a question I always get asked. Darryl, what should I talk about on a listing appointment? there's so much that I can talk about. Should I start here? Should I start there? What do I talk about? Gang, here's the right thing you should talk about. It's kind of like a diet. What's the right diet? Which is the best diet? It's the one that you're going to do. And on a listing appointment, the best thing to talk about is whatever you love most about real estate, what you think you bring to the table for a homeowner. So we've got, watch this, we got MLS, yard sign, broker's open house, public open house, flyers, internet, all of these things. There's so many different tools that we bring to the table to help a homeowner sell their property. I don't expect you to talk about all those. As a matter of fact, anytime an agent tries to squeeze in 100 hours of CE education in a two-hour listing conversation or one-hour listing conversation, it's impossible. Because now you're just overloading them. So really, what you should – it's like this. Watch this, gang. All of my CD – I've said this before to some of you. If you bought my super-duper audio learning system, for those that came to my live seminar, there's over 20-some-odd hours of education in that package. And when I came to your city, I did 3 hours. What did I talk about in those 3 hours? I talked about my favorite 3 hours out of the other 20 hours. I didn't try and do 20 hours in three. You can't do it. Same thing on a listing appointment. So don't talk about everything. Talk about what you're most passionate about, because people will interact with your passion. When you have conviction, now watch this. I have been – this is a sales technique, gang, that I'm going to talk to you about. I've been really, really, like, really watching the Republican debates and what's going on. I'm not going to say whether I'm a Republican or Democrat. It doesn't matter. But I've been studying what's happening in the Republican Party. And it blows my mind that Donald Trump is in the position where he is in when he has said so many crazy things. I don't care if you're Republican. I don't care what you believe in. I think everybody in this call could say, you know what? He's not only pushed the envelope, but he's gone over the line several times. And why is he leading? People will say because people agree. It doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you what I think it is. Is because the man has such conviction in what he's talking about. If you look at him and you think, you know, wow, I don't agree. I don't, you know, this is nuts. Like, if you have any questions about it, when you still look at the conviction in his speaking, this is psychological what I'm telling you, by the way, and this has been studied, and this is a sales thing. You start to question your own beliefs, because if he is so passionate about what he's saying, and you don't agree with it, but he's so passionate, maybe there's something wrong with your thinking, not his. So here is the point. When anybody has such strong conviction and belief in what they're saying, it almost can help – it will almost have somebody question their own thoughts or beliefs compared to theirs, because if they're not that convicted in their beliefs, then it's easy for the other person to sway them. And, I mean, you can look at history – of some really not nice people and history and really very nice people, that what they were, one of the leadership qualities they had was their conviction and belief and passion in their speaking. So listen to what I'm saying. A lot of you, if you are struggling in getting listings or listing appointments, maybe what's missing for you is that strong conviction and certainty in your speaking. Because if you are not sure, if you don't have conviction, how can you expect that homeowner to choose you if you haven't even chosen you? When you have conviction in your speaking, you are choosing you. You are choosing what you're saying. You own what you're saying. And that has to happen for that homeowner to choose you, to own you. So, going back to what I said, what should you speak about? Whatever speaks to your heart, you can speak most passionately about on the listing appointment. So, we're going to build shoe store. We're going to build our shoe store. We're going to have a strong listing appointment. The next thing is, you've got to get on the phone on a regular, consistent basis to generate those appointments. Now, I've given you a lot of stuff that you can do as mailings. I'm not a fan of you guys doing the mailings. I said if you have the money, you have the time, you have the systems to do some of that, but don't have that replace now money. The quickest thing for you to do this week. What is today? Today's Monday. Who's going to get a listing this week? Monday, Tuesday, what? You have a whole week. You got 5 days, Monday through Friday, 5 days. You can, everyone on you on this call can get one listing, but you've got to pick up the phone. Just even, again, listen, gang. One of my great students, Gail Gladstone, she said, you know what? If you just make two calls a day, that's not the best, but if you just did two calls a day, and you did that 6 days a week, that's 12 in a week. That's 44. What is that? I can't do the math. Help me. wait, I'm getting a calculator. 12 in a week times four. That's 48 calls in a month. If you called and spoke to 48 FSBOs and or expires, there's no way you're not going to get at least one or two listings in a month. So this weekend, you have to commit. If you're not using that Red X, use something else. You've got to use a system that's going to help you. All right. So anyway, that's my answer to you, Robin. Thank you so much for that question. Let's go on to the next one. Now, Andy, is it Andy? Andy, are you on the call? If you are, hit star 7 to unmute yourself.
I'm here.
Are you here? Hey, Andy.
I'm here, Daryl. Good. How are you?
Okay. Good. But Andy, I thank you so much for using the recording thing that you did to send me the question. Most people don't use that little thing on the side there on the screen. All right. So, Andy, ask your question in your own words, and then I'll tell you what how I can help you.
I don't even have it in front of me.
All right. This is what you asked me. You said, how do you handle objection when you haven't sold anything in the area? Do you remember that?
Yes.
So you go on a listing appointment, and the homeowner says, well, you haven't sold anything in this area. Why should I list with you? Something like that. Is that right?
Exactly.
All right. Here's a couple of things, Andy. And, Andy, keep in mind what I said. I'm recording this call. So if you pay attention, the time is now 11:35. So if you want to rehear what I'm going to do for you, it'll be on the website and the recording, and just fast forward 35 minutes into the call, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, so you're welcome. So, Andy, here's what I would say is that, you know what, first, if you were the homeowner, Andy, I would say, you know, Andy, here's the thing. There, first of all, what's important to understand is there's two types of agents in real estate. There's the marketing agent and the selling agent. A selling agent is the type of agent that likes to take buyers out, show property, and sell houses. And in our market, we've got about 200 selling agents that like to show property and sell houses, okay? The marketing agent is the type of agent that actually doesn't show property as much as they market, meaning they take the house like any product, like a company. If we look at other industries, right? A shoe store, they take a shoe, and the product is the shoe. The car industry, the car is the product. In the furniture world, the furniture is the product. And what they do is they have marketing experts that take that product and market it to the buyers. So, in other words, in your case, Andy, I'm more of a marketing agent, which is I take your property and I market it to the other 200 agents to sell the property. If you had a choice to hiring a marketing agent who's going to motivate 200 people or one selling agent who's going to just try and sell it themselves, which do you think is better, that one agent or the getting to the 200?
Certainly the marketing agent, yes.
Yes. So that's why you probably would never see me personally showing your property because I'll be focusing, I may, but I'm going to be focusing more on marketing it. And that's one of the things that I do. Here's the other thing. It doesn't matter. The rules of the game of real estate is the same no matter where you are. If my office is in, where are you from, Andy, by the way?
I'm in
New
Jersey.
If I recall, you're in New Jersey. Oradell, I think, is where you're from.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes. Yes, okay. My office is in Oradell.
All right. Okay, so if my office is in Oradell and your property is in whatever other town that is, the fact that I know real estate, it's like playing chess. If I know how to play chess and you know how to play chess, then, and we have the pieces, we have the board, and then we take that board, we take the pieces, and we go to California, can we still play the game of chess? Of course
yes.
We can. Because it doesn't matter where the board is or the pieces are because the rules of the game are the same. So here, where your property is, I know the rules of the game on how to market property. So it doesn't matter where my office is. Here's the other thing that I think is real important to understand, Andy, is that the best types of buyers are the ones that are not living in the area, but they're coming from out of the area. So what happens is if you list with an agency that actually is from the same market where your office is, they're going to get the buyers that they would normally get from advertising where the office is. But when you list with an office, like me, that's outside of your area, well, we're still going to get those same buyers because when we run the ads, we still put in there the town that your house is in. When we run our website, it's still going to show up on the searches. But in addition to that, because my office is in Orindale, we're going to get additional buyers who walk into my office, and if we don't have that property that they want, we bring them to our sister town, which is you. So in other words, you're actually getting more exposure by listing with an office outside of the market versus within right there in the market. Does that make sense, Andy?
Yes, it does.
All right. Did I answer your question? Did I help you?
Yes. Yes, that helps.
All right, great. All right, very good, hon. All right, super duper. All right, now, here's what we're going to do is I'm going to open up the call. Let me see. Wait, do I have another question? Yes, I'm going to open up the call. Does anybody have a question that you want to ask me? Now's your opportunity. You just hit *7 on your keypad one time, and that will unmute you, and I'll be able to hear you. Anybody have a question? Andy, I'm putting you on mute, hon, okay? So I just did that. Anybody have a question you want to ask me? This is your opportunity. Hit *7 one time. And who is this?
This is Alyssa Russo in Millburn, New Jersey.
Hey, Alyssa. How you doing? I'm getting all the Jersey people today. Come on. I know I got my Southern people. I got my Texas people, Georgia people. You guys got to step up and ask me a question. All right. Alyssa, how do you say this? Alyssa?
Alyssa, yes.
Alyssa, go ahead, hon. What's your question?
So I had sent you an email question that you answered regarding the Red X, which I signed up for, and I sent 15 letters to surrounding towns on Friday. And now I need to follow up. I did letters first because I didn't have enough chutzpah to call. So now I was.
Wait a second. Let me just tell the people in the South, chutzpah, it's a Jewish northern term. And it means guts. All right, guys.
So now I figure tomorrow, I mailed them Friday, so they should have them today because it was local towns. And now I need to call, and this is where I'm going to do it, but I'm at a roadblock. So I just need some tips on what I'm going to say when I call. I used your expired letter template type. So, just motivate me that I'm going to be okay calling and that I might actually get a listing appointment based on the 15 expired listings I sent to.
Okay, Alyssa, so there's two things to deal with. But first let's deal with the most important, and that's the attitude, the fear of making the calls. Am I hearing you that you got some fear about that?
I'm a little nervous, yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Do you have children, Alyssa?
I have 4.
Okay. I'm going to tell you a story that may help with this, okay? My son, I'm going to give you an abbreviated version. I actually talked about this in my smile book. My son, when he was really young, I was bringing him to to play a Little League baseball, and he's not very athletic. I'm definitely not. Like, I didn't even watch the Super Bowl yet. I'm just not into sports. I'm not a real man. Anyway, I brought my son to this thing for him to not audition, whatever they tryouts. Okay, and so he had to go to this batting cage and to test his batting abilities. Now there was a kid before him who was in the cage, Alyssa, and this kid was doing incredible. This kid hit every ball. The kid was thin. The kid was actually dressed in his like Little League outfit. My son was at the time a little heavy, sweats and T-shirt, no uniform, and now he's got to go into this cage. Now, obviously, you can imagine the fear that my son had because he saw this other kid do almost perfect. The kid looks better than my son looks, according to my son's image. My son doesn't have the skill. So can you feel the fear that my son must have had, Alyssa?
Yep.
All right.
Yes.
So here's what I said. All right. And that's why I asked you if you're a mother, because I know you can relate to this so much, what I'm saying. Now, here's the punchline. I said to my son, Michael Raymond, I pulled him over to the side. I sat him down. I said, Michael Raymond, I'm going to tell you, you know what I do for a living? He says, yes, Dad. My son has seen me speak in front of thousands of people. I said, Michael Raymond, I'm going to tell you the number one thing that I help people with is that they when they have something they want to do, they don't have fear. Fear has them. Fear holds them back. Now, Michael, I want you to go into the batting cage, and I said this to him, Melissa. I said, Michael, I don't give a damn whether you hit the ball or not. I just want you to go in there with your fear and swing anyway. It doesn't matter whether you hit the ball. Just go in the cage and just swing, baby, swing. My son went in there. He hit some balls, missed a lot. Then he did some running tests. Anyway, after like 2 hours of him doing all this testing that they put him through, my son said to me, he says, Daddy, thank you. I had fun today. I started to cry because my son had a breakthrough in that moment. So listen, here's what I'm going to tell you. When you're prospecting, and this is for everybody, when you're prospecting, the fear is not going to go away before you make the calls. What you have to do is have the fear. Don't let the fear have you. Take your fear with you, pick up the phone, and be willing to screw up anyway. Now, what will start to happen is that your emotion will impact your emotion, meaning after you're doing it for a while, you'll notice that the fear will start to have less control over you. Are you with me on this so far, Melissa?
I am.
Okay. So anyway, be willing to screw up. It's going to happen. That's the first thing. Second thing is, as far as the dialogue is concerned, these, I want to get clear on who you're calling. Are these expired? Are these FSBOs or are these just blanket people?
I did expired. 15 expired.
Okay, great. So here's the dialogue and how I would do it. And let's say you be an expired for me, okay? And you have your phone numbers to call. So you're going to call these people. You being expired, I'm calling you. We're going to role play it, okay, Alyssa?
Okay.
Okay. So you ring, ring. Answer the phone. Good.
Hello?
Yes, I may. Speak to Alyssa Russo, please.
Speaking.
Yes, hi, Alyssa. This is Daryl Davis from Power Realty. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not interested.
Oh, okay. What is it that you're not interested in? I'm sorry. Because the reason why I was calling you, Alyssa, is I had sent you a letter about your property. Did you get that letter? I sent it to you on Friday.
I did.
Okay. Well, the reason why I was following up on it, Alyssa, is because I was looking at a copy of your listing, and boy, the house sounds really nice. I was a little shocked that it actually didn't sell. Do you have any idea why it didn't sell?
No, but my realtor is, you know, going to relist it. Maybe, you know, I'm talking to my realtor about...
About relisting it and putting it back on the market.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. So you're still selling. All right. Well, that's great because from the looks of it, I'm thinking it should have. Actually, I thought it should have sold by now. Do you have any thoughts as to why you think it hasn't sold?
I honestly don't know how they would answer that.
Okay, but you see what I'm doing. But you got a little bit of it, right? So that's fine. All right. So here's my advice on the calls. First of all, the calls are like a conversation, not a presentation, so you have to be fluid. The second thing is you want to disarm them. You want to get them talking. You want to find out where their head's at. So by me asking that question about, you know, I was looking at the listing. I was a little surprised it didn't sell. Why do you think it didn't sell? So I'm putting it on you to kind of share. And if you were to let's go through a couple other scenarios. Let's say you said we took it off the market. You know, we're frustrated, but we're not interested. So let's say we're going to be short with you. Say, well, listen, I understand it, and I can really appreciate you're probably frustrated in the whole process. Again, when I look at this, it looks like a nice property. Where were you thinking of going? What happened to your plans? Well, you know, we were going to go here, there, and somewhere else. Oh, wow. Is there a time frame when you were thinking of doing that? Another thing you can say is, you know, if let me ask you this, Liz, I understand you're frustrated, but If I had a buyer who was willing to give you the monies you needed to make the move a success, would you reconsider putting your house back on the market and move to Florida to retire? It's important, Alyssa, that you find out early up front, why were they selling in the first place? Nobody sells a house just to – now watch what I'm about to say. Nobody sells a house just to sell a house. they sell a house because they're committed to a next level. They're committed to achieving something. Now, what happens is when it expires, there's a lot of personal rejection that they take, and what happens is they get out of the space of the commitment to move into Florida to retire or whatever their commitment is, and they're in the space of resignation, depression, and rejection. So part of what you need to do before you can get that appointment or for them to even to listen to the possibility of putting it on the market is you have to ask questions that get them out of the mental state of depression, rejection, and frustration and back to the space of what their commitment is, why they were selling in the first place. So a lot of the questions on the phone will move them from that rejection space to commitment space. Does that make sense, what I just said?
Yes.
Okay. So, last thing, Alyssa, and then I'm going to open up the call to any other questions. The last thing is, have you logged into the website yet, into the Power Program?
I have.
When you look at the actual dialogue for calling the FSBOs, and I see some other questions have come in, by the way, gang. Hang on one second. I'll cover this. Where do I find the magazine? Okay. So people have been emailing me questions. Hang on, everybody who's emailed me questions. Alyssa, when you log in under Classroom, there's a category that says Dialogue. And in the Dialogue, you'll see the expired dialogue and FSBO dialogue. So that might help you too, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Did this help you?
It did, especially that I'm going to try and call today. I needed that.
Awesome. Good. Well, do me a favor. Shoot me an email. Like, at the end of the day, let me know how you made out, okay?
I will do. Thank you.
All right. All right. You're so welcome. All right. Let me see. There are some technical questions here. Let me ask people regarding page 35. All right. Let me hang on one second. Gang, I have questions here. The best thing is not to email me these questions, but just to ask me on the phone, but let me go through these. Do Power students pay for the magazine after the first subscription is free? No. So after the 30-day trial, during the 30-day trial, everybody has that. The 30-day trial just means that you're not paying the first month, but you're still a full-fledged Power agent. Once you have your username and password, you're able to access the magazine. Somebody might ask me, where is the magazine? Marvelia, the magazine is on the homepage. So after you log into the website, it's on the homepage. So that's where that is. Let me see other questions that were asked here. Do parents pay? I already covered that one. And hang in there, gang. Be patient. Compare the page that shows higher commission rate equals less time on the market. What is the source of the numbers? Okay, Beverly Parker. Page 35, where it shows the higher the commission rate, the quicker it sells, the shorter time on the market. She's asking me where did those stats come from. Beverly, that was just an example from that agent in their market. What you would do is actually find the stats in your local market. You could actually see when something sells, you can figure if the norm in your market is a 50-50 on the commission. So if you see the selling broker's commission, something sold, and the selling broker's commission was 3%, you can assume it was a 6% commission. And you can, so you'd have to put your own numbers together, Beverly, to figure that out. That was just an example. Let's see, Roxanne. Okay, we got you. Where do I find the magazine? William, same thing. It's on the homepage. After you log in, click homepage, you will see the magazine. Let's see, question from Rob Schwitz. What's the best way to get motivated if you've been in the business for a while and just need to re-energize yourself and get new listings as the spring market begins? Rob, are you on the phone? Hit star 7 if you are so I can talk to you. Star 7. Star 7. One time. Come on, where are you? I'm waiting. Don't be shy. Rob, are you there?
For me?
Rob, you there?
Yes, I was trying to get unmuted. Can you hear me?
I can hear you beautifully, buddy. Okay.
Okay.
So how long you been a real? How long you been a real estate now?
Well, I've done it for 21 years, but I kind of went out of the business for a couple of years, and I've been back. So I got a lot of experience,
right.
But just trying to get motivated.
All right. So, Rob, here's a couple of things. First of all, Rob, you asked me another question. I don't think I ever answered you. I found it was in October of last year, and sorry about that. I have it right here. I have it here right in front of me. So let me cover a couple of things that you said. Let me first deal with October, and then I'm going to address this. You had asked me on the FSBO CDs that you bought for my seminar, the FSBO Dialogue says that, hey, you know, Mr. Misson, I'm looking at a copy of the ad. The ad looks really nice. By the way, did you write the ad yourself? And you said when you're using Red X that you don't have a comp, you don't see the actual ad. They do. Are you using, Rob, the Red X system right now or no?
Yes, and I do have that even pulled up right now.
Okay, great. So Red X still gives you a description of the ad, if I'm not mistaken, right? Like it'll tell you bedrooms and baths, and then it gives you a little blurb. Am I correct in that?
Where would I click? Because I'm on there as we speak. Is it on
all
the
right, well, let me
right-hand
do this.
Side
let,
with
let
a
me
picture?
Give you, I'm not sure. So I'm not like tech support, Rob, with Red X, and
okay.
I don't personally use it. So
just call in.
But from what I remember, yeah, call them and find out where is the actual, because I think what they do, Rob, is they actually recreate the ad for you, so you still
okay.
get the verbiage, so you can still use that dialogue. If not,
okay.
let me give you a backup because I don't want to leave you hanging there. What I, if you
okay.
don't have a copy of the ad and you just have the basic information, bedrooms and baths and stuff, I would do more something ambiguous, saying, you know, the reason why I was calling is because your ad caught my eye. There were some people – your ad caught my eye. I would just say that. As a matter of fact, did you write that ad yourself, Mr. or Mrs. Hyman? You did a great job. Have you sold real estate before? Okay. Well, super. Well, let me ask you, I was just wondering if you're working with brokers in the sale of your property. So you are trying to do it on your own. I'm just curious because you want to say the brokerage fee. Well, can you tell me, it said 3 bedrooms and 2 baths. Was there any major improvements that you did, or how long have you lived in the property? How big is the property? Anyway, so basically,
mm-hmm.
Rob, you kind of, did that help you how I just did that? Yes?
Yeah, just kind of feel them out. And I'll give Red X a call as well.
Yes, you know what? Making phone calls to FSBOs is really like any skill. You know, real estate's more of an art form than it is a science. Gang, you know, when you think of art is when you paint, you're not painting by numbers. You paint by instinct. There are certain basic concepts of using colors and canvases, the backdrop. There's certain rules about painting. There's certain rules about taking photography as far as lighting is concerned. If you do exposure this much versus that much, it's going to impact. So every art has rules, but ultimately you do instinctively, you create, you're fluid. Okay, so real estate's art. Real estate is
mm-hmm.
not a science, paint by numbers. So, you know, the rule here is, Rob, that the homeowner thinks they can save the money selling on their own. They don't want to work with agents. They may be defensive. And also part of the rules are you're not going to close them. You're not going to hurt them. You just want to build a relationship with them. So if you
okay.
be committed to building a relationship, the dialogue will be more fluid on the telephone. Okay? Does that help you?
Okay. It does. After
all
how
right.
many times contacting them do you normally want to kind of push for the appointment or be a little more closing for it?
I always try the first time, Rob.
Okay. All right.
So
that's for all
yeah. So let's role play that really quick, and then we're going to talk about your motivation. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
And we're going to do real quick because I only got 5 minutes, and I want to make sure I
yeah.
cover both things for you. So I'd
okay.
say so. I'm calling about the ad. I say you be the homeowner. Ring ring.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. I'm calling about the house for sale.
Oh, yes. You want to come take a look at it? Are you a buyer?
Yeah, I was wondering, sir, is the house still for sale?
Yeah.
Well, hi, this is Daryl Davis from Power Realty, and the reason why I was calling is I was wondering, are you working with agents to sell your property at all?
No, I'm just really trying to do it for myself right now.
Okay, well, I can respect that. You know, your ad caught my eye. I saw that it says 4 bedroom, 2 bath. And by the way, did you write this ad yourself, sir?
Yeah, I did.
All right, you did a great job. Well, I see that it says also they have a big backyard. And do you know what the do you have a finished basement on the property?
No, we have a new fence around the yard, and we have a nice gazebo in back.
Oh, wow. Now, did you put that gazebo in, or was it there when you bought it?
Oh, yeah, we did that a couple years ago.
Well, I bet you that's probably going to be a wow thing for people. People are probably going to really love that. Is there anything else that you feel is like a wow thing that the buyers like, or there was a wow thing for you that made you or want to buy the property?
We updated the kitchen last year, so we really like that.
Okay. Now, here's what I'm going to do, Rob. I'm going to cut it here. So here's the point. We're going to start, you know, building that relationship. There's two sets of questions. The first set of questions, and by the way, I was a little sloppy at the beginning because I wasn't prepared to do this role play with you. My head wasn't in the game.
That's right.
But the beginning of the question should be about the property itself, like any questions a normal buyer would call about. Bedrooms, baths, styles, stuff like that. Because that'll seem less intimidating. The homeowner is already ready and willing to answer questions about the property because they're selling and they want to talk to buyers. So if you act like a buyer with those questions, they're going to break down easier. That's number one. Number two is once you feel like you've got them on the phone for a while and you're building some rapport, then you start asking about, well, let me ask you this, Rob. You know, is there a time frame when you'd like to get the property sold? Where were you thinking of moving to? Why there?
Okay.
So now when you start asking those questions about their commitment, that's when the odds will go through the roof that you're going to get that appointment. Very powerful.
Okay, thanks.
So,
perfect.
All right, now, your motivation. There's two things I'm going to say really quick. The problem with being in real estate for a long period of time and coming back to it, it's easy to compare who we were in the past. You know, this is how I was before. This is what real estate was like for me before. And there's a lot of comparison that goes on. And when you do that, it's going to actually demotivate you. Is this happening for you?
Well, it's a little, I mean, I'm good on tech, but it's a little overwhelming with all the social marketing that's being done versus what I did before.
Okay, got it. So let me answer you on that one, Rob. Everybody listen to what I'm saying. You show me an agent who's got Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter account, and they're doing social media, and they got a website, and they're doing mailings, and they're doing all this stuff. But they don't know what to say, when to say it, and how to say it when they're belly-to-belly, face-to-face with a buyer or seller. I'll show you somebody who's broke, Rob.
Yeah, okay.
Now, you show me somebody that has no website, no Twitter account, no Facebook, no nothing, but they know how to pick up the phone every day and call FSBOs and Expireds, and you have a conversation and go over and have a conversation about marketing their property with the support of the company, I'll show you somebody who's making $100,000 a year.
Okay.
So to answer your question, Rob, anything that's distracting you from getting on the phone and shaking the trees to generate listing appointments, because the only way you're going to make money is you got to have shoes in the shoe store. And the only way you got to have shoes in the shoe store is if you're having belly-to-belly conversations with people who are thinking about selling the property. And the best way to do that is to call those FSBOs and Expireds, Rob. You do not need any of that other stuff. Any of that other stuff is great when you're ready, when you have the money, when you have the time. But if you're worried about gutting this, you know, making a store and the banner, blah, blah, blah. So let's stick with that shoe store analogy, right? If you're running ads about your store, if you're putting a Facebook page about your store and you're doing mailings about your store, but you have no shoes on the shoe rack, you're broke.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yeah.
So you got to get the shoes. You got to get the inventory. Once you get the inventory, then you can waste or spend money on the marketing of it. All right?
So don't get ready to get ready to get ready to go.
That's right. Get off. When you get off this phone, go get on the phone, Rob. Go sign up for Reddit. Don't even call tech. You know, don't even call tech support. Get off this phone with me and just take 30 minutes and make some calls. Don't worry. You screw it up. They hang up. That's fine. But at least get on the playing field. Go in the batting cage. Swing, baby, swing.
Okay. I will.
Does that make sense? All right.
It does.
Gang.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for that. Oh, you're so welcome, Rob. Thank you. All right, gang, listen, we've got to end our call. It's now 12 o'clock, and here's what I'm going to tell you is that this call was recorded. We're going to post it on the website. I hope it helped you guys. Now, a couple of things. What you need to do is if you want me to coach you more, I need you to email me before the call. That's the best way to get the head of the line of everybody. So think of something you want to ask me. Some of you ask me questions during the call. That's not – I mean, in the email. That's not the best way to do it because I can't talk and read at the same time. So please email me when you get off this call, and I'll print it out, and I'll be ready for our next call. The website has that. I'm going to take everybody off hold. All guests can talk. So everybody, we can have to be very loud right now. Everybody say hello. Hi.
Hello.
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 Okay. So I want everybody to hear everybody. So listen, thanks for calling in. Did this call help you guys? Yes or no?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, Liz, go out there, shake the trees, make some calls. I love you guys. And listen, no, I'm going to say one last thing. Is just mute everybody. I just want you to remember that what we do is more than just listen to sell property. We actually make a difference in people's lives. The money you make is a gauge as to how many lives you touched. So focus more on touching people's lives. Get on the playing field, participate, and the money will follow all by itself. All right, God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and don't forget to keep smiling. All right, bye, guys.